Hey, we're going to find a salt block for my horse.
Amazon.
We're going to get chicken feed for my chickens.
Amazon.
We're going to get the limited edition Joe Biden pooper scooper.
Amazon. Go to d2rpn.com and click the Amazon banner. Aw, I stepped in shit. No. No.
Yes, yes.
No, absolutely not. I will not accept that as a fucking thing.
Yeah.
No.
You will.
No.
If you accepted the fact that Joe Biden is your president, then you're
not. Yeah, but he's not.
I know.
He was, he's, I stole the fucking line. Can you believe Affleck is dead, dude?
What?
You didn't know Gilbert Gottfried died?
No, I didn't know that. When was that?
Just like 2 days ago.
Oh, no, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, Gilbert Gottfried died.
Really?
So, like, Saget died.
Yeah.
Louis Anderson died.
Yeah.
Which I actually saw Louis Anderson in Vegas at a live podcast, Adam Carolla live podcast.
After he died?
No, before he died.
Oh.
It's crazy. Like, so I've seen one of these people live in this picture. But yeah, Gilbert Gottfried died.
I didn't know.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. What did he die of?
I don't know, dude.
I had Corona.
No, I don't think it was. I think it was,
dogs are off for a walk.
Let's see.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he just died. Like, you know, look at the date. I mean, look at the date. That was 3 days ago.
Yeah.
But what did he die from? Let's see here. That's one time. I hated how he talked, but...
Yeah.
But, I mean... He used to do...
All right, there, after long something. Long illness.
Okay, so he had something that... Long... Right there. Died from recurrent ventricular tachycardia due to... myotonic dystrophy type 2. Oh, yeah. That thing.
You can get that at McDonald's.
Yeah.
That's the number 7. Supersized.
After a long illness. So whatever that is, he was fighting that for a long time, apparently.
Wow.
And died from it.
Yeah, no, I didn't know that he died.
Yeah.
That's how much I pay attention to shit.
He had a podcast called, like, Bouncy Balls or something like that.
Screaming with Mimi?
What was his... podcast called, but I never listened to it, but he was, yeah, Amazing Colossal Podcast. I swear it had something like Bouncy Balls in it or something like that.
No, you're just thinking of his Bouncy Balls.
No, there was something, I forget what it was fucking called, but he would always be on there with, like, Penn from Penn and Teller.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my dog, gagging over there.
Sweet. Doesn't like Penn, apparently.
Yeah, it doesn't. She doesn't like Penn. But though he would, dude, when he would, like, Penn would get Gilbert Gottfried laughing his ass off, dude. And, like, it always made you, like, made me, not you, because you never heard it, but, like, like, when Penn would say something, and Gilbert would fucking, he would, like, lose his shit laughing, and it was really funny hearing him laugh that hard.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they should have ever fucking fired him from Aflac for the jokes that he did. Everybody's so goddamn sensitive anymore.
Yeah, cancel culture, my dick. It's stupid.
It's bullshit. Did you hear what they did with Will Smith?
No, did they?
They banned him from the Academy for 10 years, basically.
Okay.
But.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, slip on the wrist.
Like, who gives a fuck?
Yeah, no shit.
You know what I mean? Oh, yeah. It's such a punishment. He can't come here. So basically, for the next 10 years, don't make any movies that are worth a shit.
Yeah, pretty much.
Which, to be fair.
Does he?
Well, he's had a few good ones.
Yeah, like 2 out of 50.
Men in Black.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah, that's good.
I really don't know what else he's been in.
I actually have heard Teller's voice.
Yeah, so have I. It's not. It's a normal voice. He's not.
He's got,
like,
a weird singing voice, though.
I haven't heard him sing.
Mm-hmm.
Teller can sing?
Yeah. The Masked Singer.
Oh, he was on Masked Singer.
Yeah.
Teller singing.
Yeah. Right there.
This?
The Reveal Hydra. Down one right
this
there.
This one?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Penn's in it?
Yeah. Penn and Teller both.
Interesting.
Yeah. It was the worst
then we should
fucking singing. I couldn't tell who it was. Dude, a lot of people thought it was the Three Amigos. They thought it was Martin Short, Chevy Chase,
Well, Martin Short's too short.
Yeah. Steve Martin.
Let's see here.
That's just the reveal. So you don't hear the singing. You should do them singing first.
Okay.
Do the Masked Singer Hydra.
Masked Singer Hydra.
Yeah. Hey, Soul Sister. Yeah, do that one.
My left side brain.
I knew I wouldn't forget you,
yeah.
And so I went.
That's very clearly Penn.
Blow my mind, you enchanting creature.
What's happening to my brain?
Your sweet moonbeam, the smell of you in every single
See, if you listen to this, it sounds like three different voices.
Mister,
that sounded like Steve Martin.
Brilliant idea. I love it.
And then when they got unmasked, he had a little fan over his face when he talked. Which is dumb.
We're going to watch the reveal in a second.
Tonight, at least I think it's tonight, I'll check my calendar.
They were funny, though. Not the greatest singers, but they were funny.
Oh, no, you don't need them to be good singers.
Now, we've talked about the Rudy Giuliani thing, haven't we? On the Masked
Singer? He was on there. I have not seen it. We did not talk about it.
I haven't seen it yet.
But I heard that they
all walked off.
Yeah. We'll watch that next.
It's not on here yet. I haven't seen it yet. Yeah. He hasn't been on yet.
I'm still not convinced that it's three people in
Maybe
there.
No,
there might be two.
There are three heads.
But there's only three feet, Ken.
Calm down. I think you guys are upsetting Hydra.
I don't mean to drag on, but...
Oh, that's a good joke. I mean to drag on.
Take it off!
Nobody got it right.
Oh, it doesn't show who they guessed?
Not at this point, but they did before they take it off.
It's a rabbit in a hat.
Wait. What?
World-renowned superstar magicians, it's Penn and Teller! We are Penn and Teller! With the longest-running show in Las Vegas, Penn and Teller, Nicole Byer.
See that?
I just realized his pen looks like Jim Stone.
I know.
A little bit.
I've always thought that.
I've always thought that. Penn used to be fatter. Once he got thinner, I can see it now, and plus the goatee.
Yeah, I've always thought that, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, you got it.
Wow. Is that Jim Stone?
First time.
I think the glasses maybe, too.
You got it, Nicole.
You nailed it.
Oh, I guess Nicole did get it.
Nicole. She did way better than Ken Jeong has ever done.
Why is he covering his fucking mouth, I wonder?
Because no one's ever heard his voice.
We heard a lot of voices come out of this Hydra dragon, and we've never really heard
Teller's voice, what was it like to have a singing voice on this show?
Well, our idea was that it would be perhaps a little bit of a mislead. Some people can recognize my voice. So we gave Teller actually most of the singing so that it would maybe
sense.
You wouldn't recognize his voice as much.
Well, you guys, this was so much fun.
Well,
we had a great time with them, right?
Well, thank you. We just had a blast. What a stone solid blast. It was just really fun to do.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, well, no, there was a lot of people talked about how Rudy Giuliani was on it, and they all stormed off, but I've never seen it.
See if we can find something here. So, yeah, it's just them all talking about it. Why would... So, basically, it's just liberals throwing a temper tantrum.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, but wait. Now I'm confused. You watch this on a weekly basis, right?
Yep.
Masked
yep.
Singer. So...
Yep.
How many episodes in this season are we?
Five, maybe?
So we're five reveals now?
No, more than that.
Well, they reveal more than one per...
Yeah, so this season they did it differently. They're doing three rounds of the good, the bad, and the ugly. Oh. Each round has two good, two bad, two ugly. And then at the end of round one... They only have one person left of the six. And so we've gone through that first round and we're on the second round now. So I would say we're, yeah, like five or six.
So Rudy's technically still on there.
Yeah, and he hasn't sang yet.
Oh, he hasn't
sang yet.
That
we know of, yeah.
So his episode technically hasn't
aired. Correct.
Because, yeah, the whole show's been taped.
Yep.
And now they're just releasing. So it's not like American Idol where it's...
It's live, yeah.
It's live. Live. Okay. Yeah. I thought it was. I thought they did. Uh-uh. Well, not necessarily live, but... Oh, wait. Jenny McCarthy's
yeah.
husband, she didn't know it
yeah,
was
she
him.
Didn't know it was him, yeah. Yeah, she didn't know it was him. That was the funniest thing ever.
I kind of want to see that
watch
now.
Watch it. Watch it.
And I didn't know she was married to Donnie Wahlberg either.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, let's put that one in. Speaking of that, I want to get to Wahlburgers.
Yeah, I'd like to.
Whoa.
There's one close by now, isn't there?
Who?
There's one close by now, isn't there one?
I think there's one in Chicago or
yeah.
something. All right. And this is him?
Yeah.
Cloodle-doo?
Cloodle-doo, yeah.
So, wait. We don't want that. I guess performance and reveal.
Yeah.
So jumpy. Oh, is that to get through the fucking YouTube thing?
Maybe.
I bet. Was it jumpy when you watched it?
No.
So after a song, they guess?
Yeah.
That was like insanely good. I still hate you, but great job.
Well, panel, he's been stumping you all season, but Cloodle Doo has one last clue to share, and it's for Ken.
Oh my gosh! Oh! Oh! Oh, it is Ken! Oh my god!
It's Kenny!
It says it's a giraffe.
A giraffe.
With a parachute.
What does that mean?
Ken, this is not the first time we've been around animals together.
What?
But it will be the last.
Oh!
Yeah, that petting zoo y'all was hanging out at?
How dare you? Stay out of my business.
So you know who this is, then?
There was a movie I did with animals called The Zookeeper with Kevin James that we worked a lot of animals at the Boston Zoo,
oh.
so...
Kevin James has gotten shape.
He did.
Yo, Robin, do you have any idea who this could be?
I just feel like I should know who you are. I feel like your voice, I've heard it before, I've danced to it, I've sung along with it, and so it's really frustrating me that I can't put my pointer on it. But just for fun, we've been saying Jamie Foxx for everything else. I think this is Jamie Foxx.
All right.
Yes.
Why not?
I think I'm with Robin on this one. Oh. Nick, I'm going to have to take a second mortgage out of my house.
Gosh.
But I am doubling down on Jamie Foxx.
Yeah.
Return of the Mac. Jamie has been here before.
I wanted to be Jamie so bad. He was singing and dancing. A lot of money. It's a lot of money.
All right, Jenny.
This is driving me crazy. His tone reminded me of Akon, so I think this could be Akon.
Wow.
Mr. Rucker,
the more I think about it, the less listener you can, I really...
Oh, that's
you know, Kevin's lost
Darius Rucker?
I think it's Kevin James.
Wow, you agree
yes.
with Ken
Thank
Jung?
You. I think it's Kevin James.
I love this guy. Yeah. I only want to be with you, and I mean that.
It's a good joke. Yeah.
All right, panel, it's the moment of truth. He's been driving his crazy.
Return of the Mac.
Yeah, yeah.
Kudo do for the win.
Why is it playing again?
Getting on our nerves for fun. We've been saying
I don't
Jamie
know why
Foxx
I did that.
Yeah.
I think this is Jamie Foxx. All right.
Yes.
All right.
She falls. Jenny McCarthy falls over.
I just sucked his dick 4 hours ago.
That's awesome. Yo, you know I'm a fan.
I thought it was Murr from fucking Impractical Jokers for a second there.
Sneaking in and out.
We'll talk about that later.
Well, there's two reasons why I'm here, honestly. One, obviously, to see my wife, and two, you know, it's been so long since I performed for my fans, and New Kids on the Block fans, affectionately known as Blockheads, they're like, they're family.
You can't take that, that's mine.
So I did it for my ladies and brothers, and of course, my lady, too.
There it is. That's so awesome right there. The fans love it. Your wife loves it.
But you understand, those are golden ears, and I didn't recognize my husband's voice.
You thought he was Akon. Oh, that's it. We're taking this away.
Take it away.
Ken, you have something to say.
And Donnie, and you were in Zookeeper.
I was.
Oh, oh my God.
You were so close.
Like, he had it, and he just didn't go there. So I was like, phew.
Man, well, we thank you so much. I know your wife appreciates it.
Woo!
Let's hear it one more time for Donnie Wahlberg.
That was pretty funny.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
I still have to rip the Chris Daughtry singing that song that Joy likes. I still have to rip that for her. He was on he was the Rottweiler, and he sang the Lewis Capaldi song, Someone Like You, or something like that.
We didn't talk about that on here, did we? What's the song called? Man Eater?
Someone You Loved. Second one down from the very top.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, I got the reaction.
That's all right.
Excuse me.
She loves this song.
Who the fuck is Lewis Capaldi?
He's only got this one song, really.
What?
Yeah.
I've never heard of this guy. So this is Chris Daughtry. Inside the Rottweiler?
Yep.
Spoiler.
It's a couple years ago.
Oh, okay.
I'm going under, and this time I feel there's no one to save me.
You can tell it's Chris Daughtry singing. It's so funny.
I said that too when clear a couple of them. I was like, this is Daughtry.
Really got away and driving me crazy.
Oh my God.
I need somebody to heal, somebody to hold, somebody.
I have heard this song. No idea who sang it.
Yeah.
Lewis Capaldi is the original singer.
Name, yeah.
And you want his version.
I gotta rip this for Joy because she loves Daughtry's version. You could definitely tell it's him. Like, his first time
he sang. Did any of them get it right?
I don't remember. I don't think so. I think I was the only one that got it right.
Sounds like Akon.
Oh, this is definitely Weird Al.
Yeah. He's such a good singer.
Yes, he was awesome, dude. Back around, another day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pull the rope.
Oh my God.
I don't understand why all these people cry, dude. I don't get that.
They show the fucking... Oh, I gotta wipe these tears away.
Oh, wait, hold, so wait, emotional. Wait, hold on. Let me get mine. Okay, I'm good.
Yeah.
But they do. The judges cry all the time, too. I don't get
what?
That. Yeah, I don't get that.
I don't understand why women cry at commercials. Have you ever cried at a fucking commercial?
No.
A movie?
No.
Has a movie ever made you cry? Have you ever seen a movie or have you ever cried at a concert? Like, been so emotional because of a song?
No.
Like I could maybe understand if, like, this song was played at my wife who died's funeral, and now I'm at a concert for Slipknot, and they just happen to do a Chris Daughtry version of this super emotional song that was played at my wife's funeral.
I could maybe see it.
Maybe. But otherwise, there's no fucking reason ever to. You know what I mean? Like, who is Piglet?
I want to say Drew Carey.
What?
Yeah, I think so.
I didn't know Drew Carey was on the show.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Who's the most shocking reveal that they've that you can remember? Like, you were like, what?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know.
Let's do a...
most shocking
Mass
Singer reveals.
Singer reveals. I want to see like a list. Don't they have like a wiki page?
Yeah.
Maybe this will help trigger your fucking memory. Have you seen every single one?
Yeah.
Mass Singer. Let's see a fucking. Let's go back to the top. Reveals list. Let's add list to it. I guess this is the closest we're going to...
Yeah.
George Garcia? I guess Penn and Teller would be a big one, but you can kind of hear his voice.
Yeah, and I told you, I know this name.
Duff Goldman is McTerrier. Duff Goldman's the chef guy.
Yep.
Joe Buck, the Ram. Jordan Mailata, I didn't even know who the fuck that is.
NFL player.
Oh, NFL player. George Garcia, he's the big guy from Lost.
Well, I know him from other shows, but
yeah.
I didn't know it's him.
Christy Brinkley, Penn and Teller. What the fuck?
That's just this season.
Yeah. I want the fucking full list.
Do Masked Singer and take off the reveal shit off there. Oh, you know, right down there. All 77 celebrities who have been revealed.
Yeah,
there you go.
That's what we wanted.
There you go.
Okay. I'll read the original article. Okay. I guess we have to go to the original article.
Oh, my God. Why do we have to do all these jumping through hoops?
I know, it's so gay. there have been at least 101 celebrities on the show since its premiere. Oh, yeah, there's Duff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Ace of Cakes, that's what it was. Watch it. Yeah. Okay, there's Joe Buck. Okay, that's the
Jordan
guy.
Yeah,
there's George.
Yeah.
Kind of want to hear his. Can he sing decent or no?
Yeah, he was good.
Christy Brinkley. So they're going backwards now?
Yeah, it's going backwards.
Get the fuck out of here. Dwight Howard, I've heard of him. He's NBA, right?
Yeah.
Vivica A. Fox?
Yeah.
Okay. Toni Braxton. Why has she got a mask on?
That was during the fucking COVID shit.
She's in a fucking costume.
She put her mask on when she took her head off.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, Jesus Christ. So stupid. Oh, oh! There's Tiger.
Yep, there's your boy,
Tiger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's funny to me. Okay, Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah,
as a big baby.
Yeah.
Ruth Pointer. I don't know who that is. She's one of the Pointer sisters.
Yeah,
that's right. Rob Schneider.
Yep.
Was he a good one?
Yeah, he wasn't bad.
Honey Boo Boo and Mama June. Wait.
Yeah, that was bad.
That's Honey Boo Boo?
Yeah, that was terrible, dude. Oh my God, that was bad. That was the worst. Dude, it was bad.
Wait,
did we
do a fucking Mad Lib to start this show? I think we just jumped right into Masked Singer, didn't we?
No, I think we did.
Did we? I don't think we did, dude.
Yeah, we did.
No, we didn't. The last one we have here was the last one from last episode.
Did we not? How did we skip that?
We just jumped right into Masked Singer, I think.
Why?
How did we get where we are right now?
I don't know.
Where are we? Natasha Bedingfield. Oh, she's a singer.
Yeah.
She was probably pretty good. Johnny Rotten from the Sex Pistols.
Yep. He was different.
Willie Robertson from Duck Dynasty. That one's surprising. Oh, but the duck. That was funny. He's a duck.
Yeah, he was like a mallard, that.
That's a good clue.
Yeah.
Bobby Burke from
Queer Eye.
Uh-huh,
uh-huh.
Faith Evans. She's a singer.
Yep.
David Foster and Catherine McPhee. Who's David Foster?
He's a...
Oh, they're married?
Yeah.
He looks like he's fucking 80.
He's a producer or something like that.
Wow, she married into money.
Yeah.
Todrick Hall. I don't know who the fuck that is.
NFL or something. NBA or something.
Okay. Jewel.
Yep.
Okay. Oh, Kermit.
Kermit the Frog, yep.
So Kermit was the snail.
Mm-hmm.
Should have been a pig.
I know, it would have been funny.
Caitlyn Jenner. Okay, Bruce.
Yeah.
Bruce Jenner. Danny Trejo?
Yep.
What?
Yeah.
That's funny. Oh, he did Ring of Fire. Okay. Oh, yeah. And Logan Paul. Okay. Yeah. Nick Cannon. Oh, yeah, I remember hearing about that.
Yep.
So where? How did they pull off?
Because he, start of it, he had COVID-19. So Niecy Nash was the...
Oh, so he was able to swoop in there and...
Yeah, he was a wild card.
Throw them all off, yep. Mark McGrath from Sugar Ray.
Yep.
Bobby Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Good Lord, he looks
bad. Yeah, he looks like shit.
Tamara Mowry of the Tia and Tamara.
Yep.
Tyrese Gibson.
Yep.
Oh, the Russian Dolls was the Hanson brothers.
Yep.
Okay. Omarion. Who the fuck is that?
I don't know. Some dude.
That is. Yeah, there's... what's his name? Donnie Wahlberg. Yeah. Then we got Wiz Khalifa. JoJo.
Yeah.
Nick Lachey was Piglet.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. Busta Rhymes.
Yeah, he was a dragon, yeah.
Mickey Rourke?
Yeah.
That couldn't have been good.
No, and he didn't last the whole night. He ended up pulling his fucking helmet off.
Oh, really? He just said, fuck it?
Yeah, he couldn't fucking breathe. He just gave up. Yeah, wow. Scroll up. It tells you that, I think. A little bit more. Yeah. Unmasked himself as a groom before he could even be voted off. He was fucking in the middle of singing. He just took it off.
That's crazy. Brian Austin Green.
Yeah.
I've heard that name. I don't know who it is, though.
90210.
No, I never saw it. Wendy Williams. Bob Saget was on there?
Yeah.
Wow. Mark Sanchez. Oh, isn't he's married to
No, he's a quarterback.
Yeah, isn't he married to what's her name? Anyways, Clint Black and Lisa Hartman Black.
Yep, country singers.
I know who Clint Black is. I never heard of the chick Lonzo Ball.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Elvis Francois. Who the fuck is that?
He was a singing doctor during fucking COVID.
Oh, okay, so he was like YouTube or
YouTube famous.
YouTube famous. Yep. TikTok. Paul Anka. Okay. Tori Kelly. I don't know who that is. Chloe Kim. She's an Olympic snowboarder, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Taylor Dane. Wow. Lots of names I don't recognize.
You know Taylor Dane?
No. Nick Carter. I know him. Aloe Black. Leanne Rimes. There you go. Singer. Lil Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been terrible.
Yeah.
Drew Carey was the llama.
Oh, okay. The llama.
That's funny. Chaka Khan.
Yep.
Tony Hawk.
Yep.
Okay. Dionne Warwick. Or Warwick.
Warwick,
sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know why I said Warwick. Tom Bergeron.
Was the taco.
Sarah Palin. Yeah, I heard about Sarah Palin.
Yep.
They didn't walk off with her?
Nope, they did not.
Why did they walk off with Rudy, I wonder? Good. Bella Thorne.
Yeah.
Okay. JoJo Siwa, who the fuck is that?
She's a
biggest child star on the planet, is what they're saying.
Yeah, she's TikTok famous.
Oh, okay. Gronkowski.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Jordan Woods. I don't know who that is. Reality TV star. That's why I don't know who she is.
Yeah.
Bret Michaels. He was the banana.
Yeah.
Is that because of his penis thing?
Mm-hmm.
Hunter Hayes. No idea.
Country. That's why.
Okay. Jackie Ivanko or Ivancho? No idea.
She was from America's Got Talent.
That's why. Barry Zito? No idea.
I think he's
San Francisco Giants.
I thought he was football too. Huh?
Rapper Bow Wow.
Yep, he was pretty good.
Jesse McCartney, singer. Candy Burris, she's a housewife. Would have never guessed that. John Weir, who the fuck is that? Olympic ice skater. Okay. Yeah. Tyler Blevins.
He's known as Ninja. He's Instagram famous or Twitch famous. Okay.
No idea. Layla Ali. That's Ali's daughter.
Daughter.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Drew Pinsky.
Mm-hmm.
He was. I didn't know he was on there.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like first season, I think. First or second.
How did he do?
I didn't go very long.
But could he sing or no?
I don't remember.
I know he's done the national anthem for, like, hockey games and shit.
Yeah, I don't think he was that bad.
Paul Schaefer is the skeleton. Sherry Shepherd. Raven Simone. Kelly Osbourne. Okay. Patti LaBelle. Michelle Williams from Destiny's Child. She's from Rockford.
Yep.
Anna Gasteyer. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Victor Oladipo?
Yeah, basketball.
Okay. Seal?
Yep.
Well, he could have just used his own face.
I know.
Oh. Adrian Bayan? I'm assuming that the L is silent.
Yeah.
Chris Daughtry? You could tell from Wayne Brady, he's one I expected to be on there. Antonio Brown, I believe that's football.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy Chung, I remember seeing that one. That's a good one.
I showed you that
one. He was terrible. Terry Bradshaw.
Yeah.
Margaret Cho. Tori Spelling. Ricky Lake. LaToya Jackson. Rumor Willis.
Bruce Willis's daughter.
Yeah, Joey Fatone.
Mm-hmm.
Gladys Knight. Donny Osmond. That one makes sense. T-Pain. I thought he did good.
Yeah, he won.
Because that's right. He won. And because nobody could get, because he didn't have the bullshit.
No auto-tune. Yeah, no auto-tune.
And he can fucking sing, dude. Mm-hmm. And nobody knew that. They thought the auto-tune was because he couldn't fucking sing.
Yep.
And that's it, looks like.
Yeah.
So, wow. There's some I kind of want to go back and see just because.
Yeah, go ahead. We got time.
I just wanted, really the one I want to see. Well, let's see. I'll pick like one and you pick one. Of all those, who do you want to see again? I want to see Drew Pinsky. Which one do you want to do?
Oh, man, I don't remember.
Well, think. I would do anything for love. These boots are made for walking. Which one?
Whichever one you want, man.
Okay.
I would do anything for love. That's more of a...
I would do anything for love.
Radio host? Talk show host?
Yeah. Howard Stern.
He does have Howard Stern legs.
I would do anything for love. Some days it don't come easy, some days it don't come hard, some days it don't come at all, these are the days that never end. Some nights I'm breathing fire, some nights I'm far being ice, some nights are like nothing I've ever seen before or will again.
Come here.
And maybe I'm crazy, oh it's crazy.
See, not bad.
I'm not getting much from the voice.
Knowing that it's Dr. Drew, I can hear the voice. Not knowing it was Dr. Drew, though, I'd have no fucking clue. I have no idea.
That's how I was. I have no idea who it is.
But if you know it's Dr. Drew, you can hear it. I can hear it. Like, knowing it, but if I didn't know it, I'd have no idea. He's putting a little British on it.
A little bit.
You know what I mean? And that's what throws it off.
Anything you've been dreaming of, but I just won't do
Okay, what I want to, the person I want to talk to from this show is the person that comes up with the fucking costumes.
Yeah, no shit.
Like, do you, I want to know, like, do you sit down with a fucking celebrity beforehand and they're like, what kind of ideas do you have? Like, what do you want to be? Do you want to be a fucking camel? Do you want to be a, you know, and then they kind of just create the thing.
Right.
Or do they just come up with something? That's what you're going to be.
I
think that's how it is. They just come up with something.
What is he doing?
But it had to be fit to them.
Yeah.
Eagle, where you going?
Oh, he's like, hold me back, Nick.
All right, pull up. Dan Trejo.
I thought you sounded great.
Well, okay. You know, what's great is like some of us well,
you asked me who I want to
see. Well, I
want to
see the reveal.
Some of us need to
is this not the reveal?
I don't think it's the reveal.
Oh, okay. It's a great show. You came out, you were in character the whole time.
Yeah. Where are you going?
Be careful. It seemed like you were kind of throwing your talking voice by singing in an operatic tone.
Right.
And when he had a chance at the end to do something with the last note, he went, oh, no.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't. He did a slight crescendo. He started out sotto voce, and then he did a slight crescendo with added
was
a little
crescendo or crescendo? I thought
listen
it was crescendo.
Listen to the singers.
Is it? Mm-hmm, okay.
Nicole,
so I've been saying it wrong.
Any clues that you're picking up on from this vibrant personality?
Hang on.
Yeah,
we'll get to Danny
like,
Trejo in a second.
Older television at the beginning of the package, so it made me think that it's somebody a little bit more mature. no.
Whoever it is, they are hilarious.
I went off of the red bandana. I mean, it might be too obvious, but I was thinking, who wears red bandanas? Bret Michaels from Poison is always rocking.
Bret Michaels,
that's a good connection, maybe.
You know, mm-hmm. There was the health scare. There's loss of parents.
Like
also,
him,
you know, a rock star personality. But I'm thinking Pauly Shore. Pauly wow. Recently lost his mother, so.
Doesn't
true,
sound like Pauly Shore at all, though. You could hear
some
his
radio
voice.
Vibes here because that clue of listening to people's stories. Now it's time to tell mine. Makes me feel like you've interviewed people, and yep. I kind of thought you
had right
the legs of Howard Stern a little bit.
Nope.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Those are not Howard Stern legs.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking that.
Or I was going to say Adam Carolla was the other
whoa.
Radio DJ.
Very close connection there. Mm-hmm. Not Adam's voice
like
at all, though.
You
would be able to tell his singing voice.
I think you guys are all wrong. You do interview people for a living. You do listen to people. You're very funny. You're very witty. I've been on your show. It sounds like you're Craig Ferguson. And Craig wears, like, jackets like this. Like, he kind of walks around.
Craig
and he struts like an eagle.
You're so wrong.
Dude, I'm so smart.
Eagle. What makes you the eagle?
Like an eagle, I can see things miles away that other people may not see.
Mm. Mm. Did that help you guys at all?
The voice.
So this is why I think
bit,
they
yeah.
sit down
it's
and talk
sure.
to the celebrity
it's
first before
sure.
they design their costume.
One
maybe.
Thing we
because
do know, the eagle definitely took over this stage. I can't control him.
The eagle
Jenny McCarthy's pretty close with the Adam, but not Adam because you could tell his voice.
Yeah.
Adam's got such a nasally voice that you would be able to fucking tell his singing. I don't know if I've ever heard Adam sing, though. All right, so what do we want to do?
What does he got for songs? What do we got for options here? Wild Thing or Ring of Fire?
By The Troggs?
Yeah.
He was The Troggs?
No, that's the name of the band that actually sang the song.
Oh, didn't know that. Oh, Wild Thing.
Yeah.
Okay, Ring of Fire by Johnny Cash. Which one you pick?
Let's go with Wild Thing.
Okay.
Nope.
Absolutely not. Although, kind of could use that right now.
Yeah, you could.
Could use that.
It's reminding you.
Yeah. I must be listening to me.
Come on, hold me tight.
Yeah.
Wild Thing.
You get it at all?
Yes.
I mean, knowing that it's Danny Trejo, I can hear it. I would have no clue, though, just by listening, though.
I guess,
knowing.
I guess, too. Going off some of the packages. I don't remember the packages. It was a while ago.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I think it's Danny Trejo.
I wouldn't get Danny Trejo out of that performance. Yeah, he said four words. Mm-hmm. Wild thing. Mm-hmm. Love you.
You can watch the Mickey Rourke one if you want, because you would mention that while we were watching, while we were talking about it.
Mickey Rourke. Yeah. You know who I'm surprised hasn't been on there is Jack Black.
I know. I'm actually
because
surprised.
He could do a lot of different highs, lows, all over the place. And we just watched the we want to watch a performance where he quits?
Yeah.
So probably this right here, right? When the night comes, the land is done, the moon is in like we see. If the sky be a look at her,
I was thinking Gary Busey at this point.
Not with this song. Gary Busey would be wild. Although this would be a throw-off song. He's another one that'd be good on this show, though. I could hear where you would think Gary Busey, too. So, they're not actually singing into that microphone, it's just a prop, right? Like, they have a thing hooked up inside the mask.
Grim Lou! Is he like 100 years old?
I don't know. I don't know where the gremlin's going, but keep it going, boy. Hey, gremlin, we over here, my brother. Hey, I'm gonna stand by you, player. I'm with you.
Right?
I love gremlin.
We're gonna take this off right now.
What's happening?
The gremlin's telling me he wants to take this off. It's too damn hot.
What?
It's not that part of the show yet.
No, you can't do that.
Men in Black, I need some help.
What is happening?
I say let's go for
We've lost control. It's the gremlin show.
No!
Oh, my God. Mickey
He's like, I don't want to come back next week to do this shit again.
Mm-hmm.
So fuck it.
I don't know what's happening, ladies and gentlemen. This is a Masked Singer first. We didn't get to vote. The other people didn't get to come.
All right, so I think Jack Black would be good on here. Mm-hmm. I do think Gary Busey would be funny as fuck putting on here. Who else do you think should be on this fucking show that has not been on here yet that would actually probably do it? You're never going to get certain people on
here. Yeah, I think Sandler should probably do it.
Adams, I think you would figure him out real quick, though. His voice is very...
Sandberg rare. Also.
He would be able to pull it off.
Yeah.
Adam Sandler would not.
Yeah.
You would know Adam Sandler too quick.
Because he's too old now. But I think Sandberg would do good.
Yeah, I think he would. Andy.
Yeah. And then, yeah, Jack Black I think would be really good.
Yeah.
Violent J would be cool.
They would never put him
I know.
On. Although that would be...
Corey Taylor would be good because he's got
he's got
a lot of different voices that he could probably do.
Guys that you wouldn't expect to be able to sing that can actually sing are good ones.
Yeah.
Or guys that can sing. Like Wayne Brady would be good. I bet you
he Yeah,
could.
he's been on it.
Yeah, well, I know. I'm just saying like guys like that.
And Jamie Foxx, he's been on it.
Trying
to think who else.
Female-wise.
I'm surprised Cher hasn't been on it yet. You know, because
like she's
got such a...
She's a big timer.
Yeah, well, fuck, I mean, you got Patti LaBelle, Dionne Warwick. I mean, granted, they're old as fuck and they ain't doing shit.
Yeah.
I think Eminem would be cool to see him on there because he can actually sing too.
Yeah, but he would probably... Yeah, I don't know if he would do it. That's what I'm saying. You got to pick people that would actually do it. That was just on the Super Bowl. So,
I mean, doing shit other than that. Weird Al would be cool to see.
Weird Al would be a good one on here because I don't think anybody
They've
would...
guessed him a few times.
Have they? I'm surprised he hasn't done it
yet. Them not be there. But I think another one that I think can sing that, you know, we saw from the other show that we watched, I can't think of the fucking name of it now. The fuck, not Lip Sync Battle, but the one that they spray.
Oh yeah.
The one we watched. I can't fucking think of it now. Oh, That's My Jam with Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
Jimmy Fallon would be good.
Yeah, Jimmy Fallon would be good.
But
Justin Timberlake would be good.
Timberlake would be good. Joseph Gordon-Levitt, I think, would be good too, because he can actually sing.
So there's a lot of people that they could still get on here.
Oh yeah, dude, they've got a lot of options. They got a lot of people, and then think about like rockers and shit, like fucking Sex Pistols. You know what I mean? He was on. Bret Michaels was on. Axl, he's still alive, isn't he? He could go on there.
I fucking know.
I think a lot of people that. I think there's a lot. There's probably at least another 500 or 600 people that could probably go on that show.
That's crazy.
You know,
it's interesting. When we watch this shit here, I kind of like want to watch it. Then
it's entertaining.
You're sitting there trying to figure out based on like how they're singing. Plus, you said they do packages.
Yeah, they
and
do
clues.
A clue package. Yeah, it's interesting, man. It is.
I like it. It's a neat idea. You know.
Yeah, I mean the whole.
I want to watch it now.
The whole Masked Dancer flopped big time. I don't even know how they thought that would even work.
Oh, so they did like Dancing with the Stars, but masked?
Yeah.
How would you do that?
Yeah, that was stupid.
Masked Dancer.
Craig Robinson, I think, was the host of that one.
Masked Dancer.
Yeah, I only think they did one. Yeah, Craig Robinson, yeah.
Ice Cube.
That was the character.
So they.
Oh, Will Smith would be, or not Will Smith. Will Ferrell would be funny too.
Yeah, I kind of think you would figure him out pretty quick, though. Maybe not. So I can't believe they did a mask. So they just dance. They don't sing.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's harder to tell who it is because that could be literally anybody because you're not hearing them talk. You just see a package.
Yeah.
And then they mask their voice when they ask questions after they. I never watched it because I thought it was a dumb idea. But yeah, I only think they did one season because it just was terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't even want to watch any of it.
Yeah. There's no sense in it.
Well, let's, what time have we got?
Yeah, we spent all episode on that.
That's okay. Give me like one
the
or
bubble.
Two movies that you,
The Bubble.
The Bubble?
Mm-hmm. High Hopes.
Oh, by the way, I watched your Moonfall.
Did you like it?
Yeah, that was pretty good.
I thought you would.
But we don't even really need to get into that because The Bubble trailer?
Yeah. I mean, there's a bunch right there, official trailers right there.
Oh, this is where these people need to finish a movie because in right in the middle of COVID or something?
Yes.
And I saw the trailer for this, I think, separately from you.
Yeah, because I just saw the trailer yesterday for the first time.
Now, you haven't watched it yet?
I watched it yesterday.
Okay, well, let's watch the trailer and then you give your opinion on it.
Okay.
We're almost at the nest.
That sounds like a baby crying for its mama.
That ain't no baby!
You got him!
And cut!
Now that was a great take.
Welcome to the start of production of Cliff Beast 6.
Thank you for joining us in our bubble.
Please make sure you're wearing proper PPE. Physical touch is, of course, off the table. So I would recommend making sweet eyes at each other. I'll show you what that looks like.
This is so exciting. It's like my movie posters have come to life.
Oh, is that from
Borat? These people.
The girl from Borat.
We are one of two movies in production right now. If we fail, the studio is going to go down.
I'm not a magician.
I know you're not a fucking magician. If you were a fucking magician, you'd pull a movie out of your ass. Oh my God, it's Minnie Driver. I love her.
This movie is going to make the world forget about all their problems. What we're doing is edgy. It's real.
Crystal just did a fucking TikTok with a dinosaur. Hey, guys. I don't feel so good.
Some of you tested positive for influenza.
Lauren. I think something's up with Lauren.
Which is the good virus.
Should we be concerned about
you know, this level of vomit.
There's some really creepy shit going down on the Cliffy set right now.
Hey, Gunther, why do you look like Benedict Cumberbatch right now?
Hello, I'm Dr. Strange.
I don't like it. Stop being Benedict Cumberbatch. Whoa, I'm a big bag hunter with the bow.
She got a big bed, number drop low. Mama called me. They're keeping us here against our will.
There's been a breach. I really don't want to talk,
talk, talk. Send help!
Shit is getting real on Cliff Beast.
Are you nervous to meet the dinosaurs?
Mom, they're not real. Oh,
Maria Bamford?
I thought there was an elephant wearing a mask or something.
Do you know Maria Bamford?
No.
She's a stand-up comedian.
Oh.
From back in the day. She's pretty funny. So, what did you think of it?
Okay, so it's 2 hours and 6 minutes long.
Dave hated it. I know I'm going to love it.
And the first 35 minutes are great. The last...
Hour and a half, terrible?
Yeah. It starts off so promising and so funny and so good, and then it just gets, like, dumb. And my wife and I sat through it. We did finish it. We got done, and she's like, well, I could have done without watching that. And I'm like, yeah, it wasn't that great. Like it had, and she even said, it started off really good, and then it got really dumb really quick.
That's too bad.
But
it looks funny.
It does. It looks fucking great. Like, if you just watch the trailer, you're
it
set.
It looks kind of ridiculous, though, the longer the trailer goes on. Like, it almost gets, like, chaotic ridiculous.
Yeah. It is.
Is that what it feels like when you're watching it, too? After the first 30 minutes, it's like, all right, now this is getting chaotic ridiculous.
Yeah, it's just, there's a part where you kind of see it. You see Leslie Mann running in the fucking laser beams, and spoiler alert, but they shoot off her hand, like in real life, in the movie.
Yeah.
And I'm like, really? Like, we're going to shoot off her fucking hand? You know, like, it was just dumb. And then they're like, oh, we're going to green screen her face on it. We'll have somebody act for her because she can't. She doesn't have a fucking hand now, you know? And so it was kind of
like. So the premise is that
there's only two movies being made right now in the world because of COVID. There's in a Tom Cruise movie, and it's the battle of who gets theirs done first. And. Once they start.
And they're being kept in their bubble.
And they're being kept in the bubble. And then you find out halfway through the movie that this hotel that they're filming at, there's like a soccer team staying in the hotel also. And they're in their own bubble of the hotel. And then they cross bubble. Mm. And it's really dumb. Like it could have been so much better.
Yeah.
And I want to shit on it as much as I can so you do like it. But
it's not like I like movies that you shit on.
No,
purpose.
I know.
It's just normally you set them so low that when I actually go in and watch, I'm like, oh, that was pretty good.
Yeah, you know what I'm hoping.
Like, I'm really surprised that you hated Batman so much. Like, that one shocked me because I actually thought it was really fucking good.
Yeah, no. And it's coming on HBO Max soon, so I'm watching
The Batman?
Again. Yeah, I'm going to watch it again.
I just watched The Dark Knight again because of the three. I think there's only three. It was Batman Begins, Dark Knight, and then the one with, what's his name? Not talk like this.
Yeah.
I forget that one.
Dickface Rises.
Dark Knight Rises, I think.
Yeah.
I liked the one with Heath Ledger the best, and I actually rewatched that just the other night.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it is such a fucking good movie. But
yeah, he did a really good job.
It feels more heisty than anything. And which, I don't know, after watching that one, I was like, I don't know if the Batman was better than that, but I do like the Batman because my mind can get past Twilight Boy.
Yeah, and I can.
But
it's funny because they make a reference to that too in here.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Oh, but in this movie?
In this movie, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Which is really funny to me, but, it was just dumb and a lot of it. Like the ending, I saw coming. Like you knew, like how it was going to go. You had asked about the premise. Yeah, so they're in it to make this movie because they're racing against time to make this movie to beat Tom Cruise's movie because it's supposed to be like the best movie in the world, and Cliff Beasts 1 through 5 were so great that 6 is going to be like the new great thing.
Yeah.
And they brought in this director that's only made one film. He won a bunch of awards and he shot it with an iPhone in the fucking Home Depot. Like, that's what he, you know, that's Fred Armisen is the director.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, like, that's ridiculous but funny, you know. Like, it's got some funny parts to it, you know. And so, like, they're making this film, but then they're, like, basically held hostage. Like, at one point, when you see the laser beams come in, like, right before that, a guy quits and walks off the set, and, like, you see him running, and, like, yeah, yeah, I'll send help and shit, you know. Like, he escapes. He gets out of the bubble. And then they bring in this new security company, and, like, they get GPS trackered and shit, too. And, like, you can't leave the bubble. You can't go anywhere because they find out, like, two of them snuck out the night before and, like, went to a bar and was drinking and shit, you know. And obviously that could be bad, you know, and that's when they get influenza. And then, like, oddly, two of you tested positive for STDs. And they're like, how the fuck that happened? We're in a bubble, you know.
Yeah.
And it's funny because, like, there's so many people, like, so many names. David Duchovny, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
He ain't been in shit forever, and he's in it now, you know. John Cena's got a small part. Like, there's a lot of people that have small bit
John
parts.
Cena on Masked Singer. That'd be a good one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Sorry.
That's all right. That's
just
all right.
Said a name. I thought, oh, yeah, it might be good for that.
But so, yeah, the whole thing is about that. And then, it, like, then they decide, like, the actors decide as a group that we're fucking not going to deal with this shit anymore. Like, this is ridiculous. It was supposed to be 6 months. And then they, like, we're doing a live ET thing. We're like, oh, yeah, we're doing so great. And we're ahead of schedule, which they weren't. Like, we're going to start, we're rolling right into Cliff B7 right as soon as this one wraps. Like, wait, we didn't sign on for this shit. Like, what the fuck? Like, at this point, I think they've been locked up for like 188 days or something, you know? And they're like, no, this is fucking dumb. So then they decide to devise a plan to get the fuck out of the bubble. And then what gets released is a documentary of the film that they were making because they didn't finish shooting it.
Yeah.
Which is kind of funny. Inside story wise between you and I.
Yeah. I was just thinking the exact same thing.
So that's what gets released is the documentary and not the actual film.
Cliff Beast 6.
Yeah.
What's the movie Tom Cruise is making?
They never talk about it. They just mention Tom Cruise.
I thought for sure they'd be like, it's Mission Possible.
Like, no, they didn't mention it. And of course, Kate McKinnon's the character that mentions it, you know. And if you see, she's all like, everything that she does is all through, like, Zoom.
Yeah.
She's not, like, actually on set.
She's not in the bubble.
And she's talking about, thank you for your sacrifices and what you're doing. Like, the world shut down. And he's like, and I even said it right before he did. I was like, she's at a fucking ski resort skiing. What the fuck? The world not shut down.
Yeah.
And then he even says, like, you're skiing. And she's like, yeah, this is the only safe place that we can be at in the country. Like, this country's open and there's no, I got my shot. And he's like, wait, you got the shot? The shot's not even available yet. She's like, well, for us rich people, we could get the shot. And I got my shot already. Like, so they're kind of making fun of the whole situation, which is cool.
And they're making fun of Hollywood.
Yes, yeah. So I do like, I like the idea.
You just wish.
I just wish they did more with it. Yeah. Like, I like a lot of stuff Judd Apatow does.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of, like, nepotism, so his daughter's in it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if she's been anything else.
Usually puts Leslie Mann in it, too.
Yeah, and I don't know if she's been in anything else, his daughter, but she's, like, a main character in here. But, yeah, I mean, I liked it for what it was. I just wish it would have been better.
Yeah.
You know?
I feel that way about a lot of movies, too.
Yeah. So that's, like, the most recent film that we've watched, because we've watched a lot of fighting.
Yeah.
And then so, like, when she goes to bed, all my shows that I've been watched are all caught up. So I'm like, I gotta find something else. So I started watching Two Broke Girls. I think it's a really funny show. It's a really funny show.
I started watching when it very first came out. I think I've seen, like, the first 5 episodes.
Yeah.
Funny. Just not, it's, I don't know.
Yeah.
Very, no.
So I'm sick of, like, I'm a binger. I'll sit and watch, you know, 45 episodes of one show in a night. I'm fine with that, you know.
Yeah.
I hate 1 week release shit. It's like iCarly's new season 2 came out and there's only like 2 episodes. I mean, this fucking sucks. Like, I don't want to wait, you know. But.
I just, I don't know.
I know it's funny that I'm not an adult male that likes that show.
iCarly?
Yeah.
It's like funny it. That you, man, I feel like I'm talking to a teenage girl right
now. I like that show, man. I just like the characters. I don't know why.
Okay, Sarah, what else do you like to watch on Nickelodeon? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
No, I mean, it is what it is. If you watch it when you're younger, it'd be like.
And I wasn't watching it when I was younger. I watched it when I used to babysit a kid.
Oh, so you watch by. On accident, kind of.
I watched it with her, and okay, I just liked
if
it.
If Alex,
you know?
the Secret World of Alex Mack came back now, I would watch it. Mm-hmm. Because I liked that show when I was younger, and I would watch it now.
Right.
Hey Dude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Salute Your Shorts. Those shows, Yeah. If they brought those back now, I would check them out. They'd be terrible, because if you go back and rewatch those, they're terrible.
Yeah, like Fraggle Rock. I hate it now. I watched it as a kid. Dinosaurs, remember that show? Yeah. Not the Mom. I loved that. I watched it. It's terrible. Quantum Leap, I hated. I liked it when I was a kid. I hate it now.
I never watched it because I didn't really understand it when I was younger.
Yeah.
It would come on, and I'd be like, I go watch Star Trek.
Yeah.
I didn't understand that either, but.
Yeah, and like if they did You Can't Do That on Television now, I'd watch that again. I loved that show. Yeah.
And that's where they were in the lockers. They'd open the locker and then somebody got slimed.
Yep.
See, that show was weird as fuck. When I was a kid, I would watch it and I'd be like, it's so fucking weird. Like, it's just weird to me. It was very dark.
It was very dark.
Dark humor.
Yeah. I loved it, though.
What was the show where the guy, they would have singers, they would have skits, they would have, not all that. It was before that. But there was always the dad on the chair that was like the big orange chair that was on wheels or something. Maybe it was an orange chair. Maybe it was it was like a reclining chair, but it was on wheels, and he would come out on it. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-mm.
What the fuck? How do I even search this? Mm. Early 90s, Nickelodeon shows. I guess maybe I see the fucking name. Kenan and Kel, right? We want, like, not cartoon.
You want live action.
There's Hey Dude. Are You Afraid of the Dark? Avengers, all that. Yeah, there's Alex Mack. It should be in here, because these were all fucking... Maybe it wasn't on Nickelodeon. It had to have been, though.
Yeah, with an orange chair, you would think, yeah.
I don't remember if it was an orange chair or not, but it was on... what was the thing they would do every Friday night?
TV Funhouse?
No. Their, like, block of programming on Friday night was something.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember, but I want to say it was on that. You know what I'm talking about? Where they would have the orange couch.
Yeah.
But this was a reclining type chair, and he would come out on a fucking, maybe it was the 80s. You can't do that on television. It's got to be in this list. There's that.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody listening know what the fuck it was called? Call in right now. Wait. What, no, I remember What Would You Do?
No, I remember that.
That was a good show. Legends of the Hidden Temple?
I remember that.
I always liked that grumble. Clarissa Explains It All.
Yep.
Wild and Crazy Kids, I remember that.
I didn't watch that.
Pete and Pete, Cigarelli X Mac.
That's it?
Oh, yeah, these are... What the F? Page 1 of 1.
Must not have been on Nick.
Maybe it wasn't on Nickelodeon then. But I swear it was. Because it's none of these. It wasn't a cartoon. What the fuck is Pinwheel? I never even heard of that.
I don't know.
It wasn't that. Maybe... Dude, it was on Nickelodeon. What other network do we have back then that was like a kid's fucking network kind of thing?
We didn't.
So I'm saying it had to have been on this fucking network. Hey Dude, Clarissa Explains It All, Salute Your Shorts, Secret World of Alex Mack, Adventures of Pete and Pete, Are You Afraid of the Dark? All of that. You can't do that on television. Welcome Freshman. What was that?
I don't know that one.
Maybe it was that. 15, that was not it. The Tomorrow People, My Brother and Me, Kenan and Kel, Cousin Skeeter, The Amanda Show. Wow, she turned out to be fucked up. Mystery Files of Shelby Woo, Journey of Alan Strange, Animorphs, Eureka's Castle, Sharon Lois and Bram's Elephant Show, Mr. Wizard World, Out of Control. Dave and his friends host the zany sketch comedy variety show for kids. Maybe it was that.
Oh, I'm Out of Control.
Roundhouse? Sketch comedy show for adolescents with skits revolving around a central theme to teach a lesson.
Remember Roundhouse.
Dave Coulier
was
on Out of Control.
Yep.
Let's look at a Out of Control trailer.
You have to do a TV show.
Yeah, this was not it. Cut it out.
Yeah, I remember that. That was so bad.
Okay, so
all the TV shows back then were terrible.
Like Roundhouse. Just... Now we're gonna look Roundhouse and see. I want to find this fucking show, dude. I don't remember it being called Roundhouse though. Right, kind of looks like it might have been Roundhouse, bro. There's the guy on the fucking recliner right there.
Yeah.
Let's look at it.
There's something new and improved at the Roundhouse. There are new products.
You need the new dehydrating drinking water. Just add water.
She looks familiar, though.
Never mind.
New steps like the one-legged...
There was a lot of that shit.
And new singers like Vegetarian Loaf.
Now would do anything for love.
We just listen to this song. Right?
It's the brand new season of Roundhouse. Available exclusively Sundays at 7.
Show the guy on the fucking recliner. For fans by fans. Hang on.
Everyone knows to get wireless saving.
No. Absolutely not. You don't get free advertising. We only talk about things we want to talk about.
Welcome to By Fans for Fans. For a seventh video, we'll be primarily...
No. Snick. Saturday Night Nick. I said Friday Night.
Yeah,
Snick.
Yeah,
it was
Snick.
Saturday Night Nick. So it was...
Snick at Night.
Snick at Night.
Yep.
That's right. I want to say... See, Roundhouse looks very... Like this... There it is. This is the guy.
Yep, yep.
On the fucking chair that... See? Yep. So it was Roundhouse. We figured it out. Yeah, we don't have to watch it. But that was the set. Like, that's very familiar. Yep. I never knew what it was called. But it would always be on... Saturday Night or whatever.
Yeah, Snick at Night, yep. And, I remember that now.
And it usually was this, and then I think it would roll into Are You Afraid of the Dark? Because yeah. I like to watch that.
Mm-hmm.
And
did you ever watch Remote Control on MTV? Adam Sandler was on that and fucking Colin Quinn.
Remote Control?
Yeah. That's where he started.
On MTV.
Yeah.
Didn't they put on, what was it, Singled Out? Was on MTV, remember, with Jenny McCarthy? And that was another one. Remote, this one? In Remote Control?
Yeah.
Dennis Leary, Colin Quinn?
Yeah.
Is there...
Yeah, there's an episode right there, part one.
This?
Yeah.
Do you know what? That does kind of look familiar, dude.
Open it. Stop complaining, all right? You stop it. I don't want to hear about the mess in your basement. All right, look at this. I'm putting on a game show. You want to talk? Clutter? Look at this place.
Colin Quinn. Who's the other guy?
This is the studio.
Mark Schaefer.
What are you, an idiot? Right over here at the bar. This is the bar.
Is that his name?
You're going to be sitting here the entire time, all right? You're still going to be my announcer, right?
I got nothing better to do.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Hey, who's the piano player?
It's a guy named Stevie. He takes tolls on the turnpike. Steve, hit it! Well, he's practicing. He's taking lessons. Anyway, this is where I stand, the big podium, all right? You see the big Zenith TV? I don't want you touching it because it's rented, all right? It costs a lot of money. Don't you do that.
Hey, who are these quips?
Colin, those are the contestants. Be nice. Say hello.
Hi, how are
you? Colin. Hi. A little conciliatory today. What's that? I got to put fabric softener in.
Hey, who's going to be the hostess on this show anyway?
You know, that's right. I didn't think about that. Jesus, we better find her. Let's look.
Well, I don't remember all of this from the first episode.
Hey. Third row.
Whoa, sweetheart.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Wow.
Ma'am? Yes, you. With the book. Would you ever consider being a game show hostess by any slim chance of the imagination?
Come on, we'll give you a free thing of hair mousse.
All right.
Do you have a first name? Your first name?
Marisol.
Back when you could smoke on TV.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't worry about the semantic play around. Don't worry about it. Okay, folks, we have all the...
So wait, is this scripted or are they improv?
No, it's script.
Well, we still have some stuff to work out, I guess.
What the fuck?
Hey, what's it like, the other kid?
Wait.
Remote control. TV mattered.
That was a baby with a red hat. Remember how they used to make fun of Trump?
Yeah.
A giant baby with a red hat?
Oh, yeah.
Trump said yes, but he said...
This is the beginning of it now, yeah.
I remember this intro. I don't remember really the show, though, now. Like... In color.
And now, it's his basement. It's his room.
It's his game show. The Quizmaster of 72 Whooping Corp Lane, Ken Over.
Oh, Ken Over. It was all TV questions.
It was an actual game show?
Yeah.
Oh.
Here we are.
I don't remember this
thing. Finally, we are here. It is remote control.
I was thinking it was sketch comedy.
I've been waiting for this my entire life.
No, we're not going to watch anymore.
No, there's Adam Sandler right there. It's the third one down.
Remote control playhouse.
This is off of a fucking VHS.
1989, bro.
And now it's his basement, his rules, his game show. The Quizmaster 72 Wolfie Clubley. Turn over.
That static is in the video, by the way.
Yeah.
And it's not us. Hey. Wait, here's.
I think you did Opperman.
Hey,
oh, no.
What?
Where'd you get sprung?
I got a date. Just shut up.
He's going to give you some mood music trivia, right?
I'm going to go do that now.
Bruce Springsteen?
Mouth shut. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. All right, I'm sorry.
So anyways, people ask me, do I like my mother? Well, you know, she's all right sometimes.
What's wrong with his fucking chin?
Like, the other day, it was cool. She went to this greenhouse and blew away a florist. Just shot him dead. That was neat. It reminded me of that band.
What
though.
Is that?
They got that album, Appetite for Destruction.
You see that?
That's the name of that band. I like them.
Yeah.
Is that a Band-Aid or is it a fucking...
10 points, Chris.
Yeah! Yeah, I think it's a Band-Aid.
What?
Or is it a birthmark that he had removed?
Hey, it's pretty,
could be that
pretty
too.
Smart, unlike you. How sick then?
That wasn't nice.
What do you want to do, Chris?
I'm sorry, Stickman. I think it's time for you to go. Let's take channel 8.
I'll get a little.
Hey, Stick.
See ya.
Could you crack open the window a little? Let's get a little stuffy.
I'll get the window. All
yeah,
right.
Just open the left
okay,
one.
Okay, let me just. That's you next time, pal.
Well, he opened the window, I guess. He has his own way of doing things. All right, you want a channel 8?
Yeah.
Reruns. 10 points. On Rhoda, how many kids did Rhoda and Joe have together? Chris.
3.
No. Sherry.
2.
No. Paul, don't say it.
None.
Yes! Oh, I thought you were going to say 1.
And then when you lose, you get sucked out. You get sucked out of the room.
Oh, really? Mm. Let's watch somebody get lost.
I don't know, is it? It's a full episode. So there should be, like, go down, keep going. There's 3 still, right? Or is there 2 people there now? Okay, so someone left already.
Trail. What are you going to do, Paul? Go ahead, Chair.
I'm
going to
close it out, please.
Okay.
Oh, that static sucks.
30 yeah. points. They were all short because they were kids. By what group name do we know Spanky, Darla, Alfalfa, and Buckwheat call?
Little Rascals.
Yep. 30 points. Paul, this is turning into a close game. Go ahead, Paul.
All right, I'm going to grab channel number 3 there, Ken.
Ooh, and it's going to cost you, Paul. Ranger Bob, the new and improved Ranger Bob. You're going to buy a travel tip that could... save your life.
Hi, kids. Ranger Bob, somewhere in Indonesia. My guide's not telling me where. It's his idea of a joke. If this jaundice doesn't kill me, it'll probably make me a better person. Stop laughing, you little savage!
So weird.
So bad, TV.
I don't know if I didn't get it either. Go ahead.
Let's just... stick close and take channel 2.
Channel 2, Beaver TV. 10 points.
Beaver TV.
Mm-hmm. 10 points. The static is bad.
Name the goofy Leave It to Beaver sequel series currently on TV. Sherry.
You Leave It to Beaver.
10 points. Very good. Ties you with Christian Lee.
There you go.
Paul. What can I say, man? Bye, I guess.
Oh, I thought it was faster than that.
It's weird how your memory of something is so different than what actually... Super fucking slow, just...
I thought... I remember him going really, really fast.
Maybe they did that on one of them or something. All right.
All right.
Well, let's do some words, because we haven't done any of that.
All right, let's do that, and then we'll call it.
Yeah.
This has been brought to you by Memories. Memory Lane, 1994. Yeah. Memory Lane.
At least we figured out some stuff.
Yeah, Roundhouse. And you can't do that on television. I love that show.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go.
You're welcome.
I need a verb ending in ing.
Farting.
A one-syllable word.
Cock.
Okay. it's funny. I think I'm going to need three plural nouns.
All right. Let's go with used condoms. Nut sacks. And hookers.
Three noun.
Dildo. Ass clown. And knob.
Okay. Four adjective.
Fat.
F-A-T?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll never use the other. Dead.
Okay.
Loose.
Okay.
And let's go with moist.
Okay. Number.
14.
Part of the body.
Penis tip.
Okay. Type of food.
Italian.
Type of food.
Spoiled.
Type of food.
Seafood.
All right, this one's called Going on a Dig.
Going on a dig?
Dig.
Okay.
But the dig is in quotes.
Ooh.
So I'm not sure where we're going with this.
We're going on a dig, bro.
Going on a dig.
Okay.
A dig is what archaeologists call it when a bunch of hookers... Okay. When a bunch of hookers go to a desert and look for old bones and pieces of... dildo and fossilized nutsacks. Okay.
That makes sense. They're looking for bones. They're looking for old dudes to.
And dildos and nutsacks.
Yeah.
Fossilized nutsacks. Farting and looking for dinosaur bones is really a loose way to spend a vacation, especially for hookers.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, I dug up the jawbone of a Tyrannosaurus cock. The Tyrannosaurus is my favorite ass clown. It was 14 feet tall and had a huge penis tip with hundreds of dead teeth. It was carnivorous and would only eat Italian. The Brontosaurus and Diplodocus were herbivorous, which means they would only eat spoiled or sometimes seafood. If you go on a dig, you might also find old pieces of knob or ancient Indian used condoms or pieces of fat pottery. You can sell this sort of thing to moist museums for enough to pay for your trip.
Nice.
Okay.
A lot of good ones in there.
Had a huge penis tip.
I like the very opening line.
A dig is when archaeologists call it when a bunch of hookers go. That's a long title, though.
I know, it's just funny.
Man. Let's do one more.
All right.
Just because I feel like we need some more options.
Yeah.
Nothing there stands out as, like, I mean, the hookers would be good. I just don't want an 18 fucking word title.
Yeah. The title's longer than the description of the fucking episode.
Yeah. All right. Verb ending in ing.
Sexting.
One more.
Raping.
Okay. Something Alive.
Something Alive?
Yeah, that's what it says.
It's pretty vague.
Sorry.
Iguana.
Okay. Adverb.
Lately.
Animal plural.
Penguins.
Three, four adjectives.
Bloody, cummy, smelly, and red.
I need a city.
City. All right. Dublin.
I need a school.
Georgetown.
Interesting choice. First name of a female.
Whore.
Okay. First name of a female. Whore. All right. I need three noun.
All right.
Jesus Christ.
Let's go with, you want single nouns?
Yep.
All right. Cadaver.
Cadaver.
Mm-hmm. Pen.
Like pen, pencil?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, dynamite.
Dynamite. Mm-hmm. I need one plural noun.
Vaginas.
All right, this one's called Vacation Want Ads. Driver available. Are you planning a trip to Dublin? I will drive your cadaver. I am a person of smelly character and a graduate of Georgetown. I have been sexting for 12 years.
Nice.
That's ad number one. Ad number two. Mother whore offers you red accommodations in her bloody home. Only $10 per iguana for dynamite and breakfast. Okay. Do you need a house sitter? While you are raping around the country, who is looking after your cummy house? Burglars could steal your vaginas. Who will feed your pet penguins? We will lately take care of everything. Call Pen Sitters Unlimited.
Wow.
I guess I will drive your cadaver.
Or I've been sexting for 12 years.
I've been sexting for 12 years.
I'll drive your cadaver. That's shorter.
I'm trying going back to the first one, trying to see, like, is there anything that... Dude, I don't know. Nothing's really, like, standing out as, like, this is the title. Thoughts?
I'll drive your cadaver.
How would we call it? You can't do that on podcasting.
All right.
It's because it's...
At least snick at night.
Snick at night?
Yeah. That was their fucking thing.
That's what we're gonna call the episode?
Yeah, why not? Or you can do that. You can't do that on podcasting. You decide.
Alright, we'll decide off the air.
Yeah.
Well, right on.
Left
on.
Please subscribe to the D2R Podcast Network on iTunes, and don't forget to rate and review while you're there. You can also download the Stitcher and Podbean app to your device for free and search D2R Podcast Network and subscribe. If you enjoy listening to the shows on the D2R Podcast Network, then spread the word to everyone you know. Your word of mouth is our best advertising method, and we appreciate your support. Thanks for listening.
Sometimes to ease a shitty day, you gotta listen to podcasts. Well, you're in luck. The D2R Podcast Network is full of life-changing podcasts. Whether you're dealing with a shitty boss, a pissed-off spouse, or a cat shitting in your milk, we've got you covered. Go to D2RPN.com now, but check with your doctor if you have a heart condition, male pattern baldness, female mustache, muffin top, or if you have three or more nipples. Side effects may include anal leakage, erections lasting less than 4 hours, spontaneous combustion, heroin addiction, gratuitous fisting, and blindness. Seek immediate medical attention if your penis falls out. The D2R Podcast Network. Viva Podcast!